commentary on the messages of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei.
Brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Mudarrisi, and we shall now examine more closely the message delivered by our leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, on the occasion of the 37th anniversary of the demise of the founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, and the anniversary of Eid Ghadir. In another part of the message, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei says, "What magnetic force could have drawn millions of people into the streets on Bahman 12th, 1357, or February 1st, 1979, to welcome the Imam of the Ummah, and again on Khordad 14th, 1368, or June 4th, to bid him farewell? And in the latest astounding example, what resolute force and will of steel was it that so powerfully caused the Iranian nation to rise up and has brought them into the arena since the dawn of Isfand 10th or March 1st, 2026? Now, this part of the message, what I see in this is the linking the martyrdom of the revered leader to the people's awakening and the people's becoming mab'uth and being sent forth. The latest stage in the people's being sent forth and becoming mab'uth following the martyrdom of the martyred imam represents, from the perspective of cognitive analysis, the most distinctive innovation of the message. First, the dawn of 10th of Isfand, identified as the starting point of a new phase in the nation's becoming mab'uth. The term mab'uth, with its prophetic connotations, is particularly significant. Why does our current leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, use this word again and again? Then, the people have remained fervent and impassioned for more than 3 months in that time this message was issued, indicating that the continuation of the movement itself is presented as a form of miracle. Then, the defense of the Islamic system and the protection of the dear homeland, these concepts are brought together within a single discursive framework. And then, under the present circumstances, the most important motivation behind the people's uprising and awakening has been the pursuit of retribution for the martyred imam and the blood of the other martyrs. The reference to tens of millions standing in formation and to the self-sacrifice devotees, these references, they are pointing to a form of comprehensive and total mobilization. And then we can understand that the ultimate objective is the fulfillment of the martyred leader's ideals, the establishment of justice and truth, and rising for God, or Qiyam Lillah. This is the ultimate objective that started from the very ayah, from the very verse that this part of the message centered around and actually was created around. That very verse, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةً أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادَ. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all.